Living in a border city such as El Paso, Texas, can make many realize the benefits of cultivating both cultures. Some residents consider themselves not American enough to call themselves Americans, and not Mexican enough to call themselves Mexicans. But they want their children to be able to embrace biculturalism and bilingualism, so they search for places where their children can be exposed to it at a young age. Marianne DePasquale, a mother of three, expressed the importance of having her children immersed in the different cultures surrounding them. She said that being an Anglo family, she wants her kids to be acceptant of other cultures and languages.
I think the opportunity to not be my majority is a really important thing for my kids to learn so that they can understand what it's like for other people to be the minority, because they've had the opportunity to be that in that place.
In some Mexican-American families, the Spanish language tends to be lost over time, so parents are looking for options to help them raise bilingual children. Celina Gomez is the mother of 3-year-old Jacob Gomez and 2-year-old Natalia Gomez. She says she's not proficient in Spanish, but she wants her children to learn both languages at a young age so that they don't struggle in the future.
I think it gives kids an advantage if they can speak both languages. An article came out in the New York Times a few days ago of saying if bilingual kids are smarter. And I kind of talked about the advantages that kids have that can speak both languages, and I wanted that for my kids.
In their search for bilingual and bicultural education, Gomez and DePasquale found out about a daycare called Rayito de Sol. This very unique daycare is run by La Mujer Obrera, a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting the rights of Mexican-American women workers. At Rayito de Sol, they focus on giving children the opportunity to learn and love the language and culture of their neighbor country, Mexico.
Los niños les encanta. Ellos sacan todo. Ustedes lo vieron ahorita. Ellos realmente.
The kids love it. They give it their all. You saw them right now. They really enjoy what they do. We try to teach them through songs and games so that they can enjoy and really get to learn, said Norma Leticia Loya, who has been teaching a Rayito de Sol for about 4 years. Dr. Alfredo Ursúa is a professor at the University of Texas at El Paso in the Department of Languages and Linguistics. He says it is obvious that bilingual children will have an advantage in a border community such as El Paso, Juarez. But he also talks about ongoing research that is trying to establish if, in fact, bilingual children are smarter than their monolingual peers.
If a kid is growing in a bilingual environment, very early on they have to be aware of which language they're using with whom and how everything might be named or referred to or described in one language or the other. So just in terms of awareness, what it's called metalinguistic awareness, bilingual kids seem to have an advantage.
With or without scientific evidence, these parents want to provide their children with as many opportunities for success as they possibly can. And to them, Rayito de Sol has been a good place to start. I feel that by having two cultures, these children will have many more opportunities to be successful and become champions, said Loya. For Border Scene, this is Anne Hernandez in El Paso, Texas.
Un fuerte aplauso, por favor.